cut me in half. If you could cut me in half, what would you find? If you could peep into my soul, what would you see? You'd see a babbling brook, the first glimpse of a sun rising over a blanket of marsh mist, a blackbird singing after a storm, sitting high in an oak, the air heavy with moisture, the fine curve of a new moon in a stable sky. You'd feel the deep silence of the desert resonating. Birds would fly out of me, curlew, nightjar, blackcap, dunlin, avocet, cuckoo, cuckoo, hare and otter, kittiwake, whimberall, marsh harrier, black-tailed godwit, eider duck, raven, capercaillie. And of course the sound of a bittern booming from a golden reed bed. To hear him boom in spring is life-changing. A murmuration of starlings would take to the air. They'd fill this space 100 times. Oh, no, no, 1 billion times. Trees would grow out of me. There'd be plenty. Oak, willow, beech, hawthorn, silver birch, spindle, hornbeam, crabapple, larch, and a line of alders heading towards the marsh. These words bring me joy. A fire crackling, hissing and popping. Oh yes, that's in me. Colours will flow. Burnt sienna, yellow ochre, cadmium orange, burnt umber, with vibrant emerald green, rich and glowing. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in the forest of damp decaying wood. This is life with its mycelium fungus, where communities of trees talk to one another. Layers of landscape, rolling hills, mountain peaks, mountain ranges. Under these are hidden caverns with underground rivers, black, black, ancient and time-worn. Crashing seas on granite rocks, rivers meandering with dappled shade. The dawn chorus. All these live in here. This is what makes me tick. If we can't share the diversity of life here, there will be no life. There will be no life. We have lost so much through neglect, stupidity, and greed. Hope? Yes, of course, hope. And a lot of work. Fight? Yes. And we do what we can. But my heart is heavy at what we have lost and what we will lose. The sadness in me cuts deep.